Going to begin today with a prayer to the Holy Spirit that many of you know and some of you don't, so I want you to repeat after me. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful. Kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Amen. And we just heard that responsorial psalm. And we're going to shorten that prayer now to one that we can say more frequently. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Great. Praise God. That is a great prayer. When we're in difficulty or need inspiration or in our prayer time or making a decision or in discernment, stuck in traffic, you can say, come, Holy Spirit. And the Spirit will come. The Holy Spirit wants to have a relationship with us, but it can be a little difficult sometimes to get a handle on who and what the Holy Spirit is. I want to begin by see if we can figure out the four that I know of, four images of the Holy Spirit in the Scripture. We heard two this morning and two were not in the readings. Who can tell me one? The dove, okay, a dove.
Fire.
Wind. And water. Thank you. I couldn't think of water on Tuesday. If you put me in it with my head in it, I wouldn't have thought of it. Water's in the book of Revelation, coming out of the city of God, watering the trees that never stop bearing fruit. That's the Holy Spirit. So both fire and water, you know. And so our Lord wants us to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit whom he sends to us. But it's hard for people, partly because of those images. You know, it's very hard to have a personal relationship with a dove. Now, I've got doves hanging around the rectory that like to eat there, but I don't have a relationship with them. You know what I mean? Let alone fire or wind or water. They're all great things. Now, our Lord, I want to look especially at the Holy Spirit as fire. Fire is an interesting concept because it can both destroy and purify. It represents the passion of love, which can be destructive, or it can be it can get us where we need to go, and is very powerful indeed. The image that comes to mind is one that's used in the Scriptures quite a bit, of our Lord refining and purifying. You know, when you've got been waiting for you because I need your help. I need a chemistry teacher for the class. When metal ore is refined, what do they do to it? They heat it, okay? And so the heavier elements go to the bottom and the lighter elements go to the top. What would be the lightest element in an ore? I know some wise guy said hydrogen last night. I don't think they're trying to mine hydrogen. What's the lightest metal element? Is it aluminum? Lithium. So, lithium. Well, anyway, don't call me, I'll call you. I don't know what I'd use lithium for. But, you know, people, the Lord puts a fire under us because what he wants is he wants us to find the strength of iron and the beauty of gold. And right now, we're a mixed bag. We've got all these things mixed up together. And one of the ways that God uses to pull us into purity is by the fire of trials. I don't know about you. I was thinking about this week, and I thought, you know, every time the Lord puts a fire under me, I go looking for a fire extinguisher, you know. And that's not necessarily what we want to do. I brought my Bible with me. I'm going to read from Galatians in my translation, which is the Jerusalem Bible. And St. Paul talks about what he's purifying us from. See, we're a combination of two different kinds of ores, you know. The stuff you don't want, and the stuff you do. The Spirit is leading us toward heaven, and the spirit of the world leads us in the other direction. You know, the definition of hell is the complete absence of the Holy Spirit. What an awful thought. You know, heaven is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So, St. Paul is talking to the Galatians who have a lot of problems relating to each other. And They claim to have the Holy Spirit, but this is what's going on in their lives. He says, if you've got self-indulgence in your life, there's going to be some obvious bad things coming out. Fornication, gross indecency, sexual irresponsibility, idolatry, sorcery, feuds, wrangling, jealousy, bad temper, quarrels, disagreements, factions, envy, drunkenness, and similar things. There's a sin in there for everyone. And that didn't come out right either, did it? I think I'd have this down after my third try on this homily. The Spirit, we will know the Spirit because the Spirit's going to lead us in the opposite direction. We know these well. Love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, chastity. Since the Spirit is our life, let us be directed by the Spirit. So often, each day, we're caught between these two worlds, you know. We're not living in all in one or, please God, not all in the other. But oftentimes, God will, a trial strengthens us so that we are more pure when we come out of it. And so our Lord will permit us to suffer because he sees something good coming at the other end. If we've been through something in the last year, we find that we're over it. We don't see things quite the same anymore. We have become stronger, hopefully. Now, you can tell who this trial's coming from and how I'm responding to it by whether what's happening in my life is all on the bad temper or the irritable side, or if the Spirit is beginning to manifest himself with greater patience and peace in our lives. If the other side's coming out, we pray to the Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, so that he will purify us and begin to take control of the trial and help us to get through it with love. Let's pray to the Spirit again now. Come Holy Spirit.
Come Holy Spirit.
Good, okay. If we remember one thing from this homily, remember that prayer. The other way that the Spirit works in fire is passion. You may notice that list, they were mostly passions, weren't they? You know, passion is a wonderful thing. God will never take our passions away from us. He wants us to be passionate for him. And there are times in our spiritual life when we'll be really passionate for God, you know, and then later on it kind of goes away. And it doesn't mean we don't love God. It means that we've lost that fire of feelings, a fire of enthusiasm. It happens in marriage too, doesn't it? Doesn't mean you don't love somebody. It means that you don't have that initial fire. It comes and goes. We had a wedding yesterday, and I was saying, you know, you can't base a relationship on feelings because it doesn't last. It'll come back. So our Lord sometimes gives us a great passion. You know, we sign up for an hour of adoration, and everything's going great. When I first started reading the Bible, I've had this since high school, and no matter where I opened it, God was speaking to me. And later on, you know, you get to a point where you're reading the Bible and nothing's speaking to you, but you don't give up. It means that God is calling you to a deeper relationship than relying on feelings. When God takes the feelings away, either I've committed a terrible sin, and he's calling for repentance, or he's calling you to deeper and deeper. You know, a tree that's watered too much has all shallow roots, so we want to go deeper. And sometimes he withholds the water so that we have to go deeper, and that saves the tree's life. So I was thinking this week about, there was a saint that came up during the week, Saint Philip Neri. I did not know this about this gentleman until this week. Lived in the 16th century, very humble saint. One day he was praying, and he saw in his mind a big ball of fire, you know, like the one that was over the apostles. And this ball of fire, this was a mystical experience, didn't see physical fire, came and went right into his heart. He said it just burned, and it was really very painful. But afterwards, he was really passionate for God. Well, it turned out when he, after he died and he was canonized, they exhumed him, which is something the church always does. And what they found, interestingly enough, was that the rib cage around the heart was all bent in the shape of a circle. So that fire, when it went in, though it was mystical, it bent the rib cage into the circle of the fire that he had seen and so left a physical imprint. In the same way, God's fire leaves a physical trace within us. And so God uses, the Holy Spirit uses all kinds of means to lead us. And there are many more than one can talk about in 10 minutes, but he uses the fire of trials, and he uses the fire of love, the fire of passion. He also wishes us to use the fire of praise. And, you know, you remember there were the three young men in the furnace in the book of Daniel. Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the furnace because they wouldn't worship him. And so they survived the fire by praising God constantly. And so that's another way that the fire of the Spirit moves us. The other images of the Spirit are really good ones. You know, the dove, the wings of the Spirit want to lead us to places we've never been to and depths we've never experienced. We can't get there on our own. Only the Spirit can lead us. The wind of the Spirit blows, and sometimes we're blown in a completely different direction all at once. That could be the Spirit, or it could be the evil one. How do you know the difference? Which fruits are coming out from this? Is it an ill wind or is it the breath of God? Am I tending towards the self-indulgent sins or am I tending toward the Spirit? This is the great discernment rule that we use in testing the spirits to see which one is operative. And then, of course, the water of the Spirit, which, you know, this is a great time to think about that because it's so hot, you know, is the great gift of water that quenches the fire after it's been burning for a while. And then waters and nourishes us and refreshes us. And that too is the Spirit. So today, as we finish the Easter season, our Lord is calling again for us to have a renewed sense of who the Holy Spirit is in our lives. He wants us to understand the Spirit and his many images, but especially to trust him in the fire of trials and to ask for the fire of love in our hearts. And that way, our Lord will ever more grow closer to us in our walk with him. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Come, Holy Spirit.
Praise God. Amen.